6:06 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are delighted to welcome to our microphones in studio our very good friend for many years, J.C. Bowman, the president of Professional Educators of Tennessee. Good morning, J.C.
Good morning, Michael. How are you doing today?
Well, I have to, whenever you're in, I have to always say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because when we started the Tennessee Star, now about 5.5 years ago, I went to 4 local folks and said, hey, would you be interested in advertising with us? And Professional Educators of Tennessee, although having a modest budget, helped us launch with a little advertising for our first couple months. So I have to say, without J.C. Bowman and Professional Educators of Tennessee, we might have had a harder time launching the Tennessee Star. So thank you for that, J.C. Bowman.
Well, we're very grateful that you're here today. I'll tell you what, because you give a really good voice for people who are looking for it. And I'll tell you something. The journalism coming out of there right now is just really top notch. And I'm sitting here reading an article you did yesterday, so I thought that was really well done.
We appreciate that. And it's interesting because our mission is to actually report the news accurately. And what's going on in the country is the mainstream media at the national level goes about an inch deep and twists things to the left for the most part. There is no local journalism here except for the Tennessee Star, as far as I can tell. They have this little thing called the Tennessean. I don't know exactly what they do or who they are, but usually you read it and it just is all a bunch of left-wing gobbledygook.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. So. they've been good to me, so we're keeping
They've been good to me. It'd be nice of them. But now tell us, we want to get your reaction to what's going on Capitol Hill here in Tennessee. The Tennessee General Assembly has an education proposal from Governor Lee. It's called what, TISA?
TISA, TISA, right.
Which stands for Tennessee something, something,
Tennessee
something.
Investment and Student Achievement.
Okay, so I still haven't figured out what's in it.
Well, welcome to the club. And here's a couple of things. And I'll tell you what, it's another one of those. You have to pass the bill till you find out what's in it.
That didn't work so well way back in 2010 when we got Obamacare.
It didn't. And Michael, I know I angered them. They haven't talked to me in about 3 weeks. If you notice, there's been a group of 100 people that have come out and endorsed the program. If you'll notice, and I'm going to give credit. I mean, the Superintendents Association has not endorsed it.
This the Tennessee Organization of School Superintendents, TOS?
They did not. TOS has not endorsed it.
Oh, that's
TSBA has not endorsed it.
The Tennessee School Board Association.
We have not endorsed it.
Well, now, let me just stop because, you know, we have been more than a little critical of both TOS and we, not you, but we have,
right,
of TOS and TSBA in the past. I have always seen them as aligned with the Department of Education, the Commissioner of Education, and the governor's plans. It's big news that they haven't endorsed this Tennessee. What is it?
Improvement for Student Achievement.
Oh,
Tennessee Investment.
Tennessee Investment for Student Achievement.
Yeah.
All these acronyms. Usually it turns into an acronym equals gobbledygook.
You know, when is taxpayer is an investment, taxpayer money, that's, it's like going out and playing slots with taxpayer money. But let's be real, back to the thing, is that what you've got here is that, and then not only that, the union has not endorsed it.
What? The union,
the union has not endorsed it, nor have we. So that's probably the 4 largest players in education in Tennessee right now have not endorsed this plan. But groups funded by Bill Gates have been very embraceful of it.
So Bill Gates, he's not a Tennessean, is he?
According to some of the other people around here, I mean, you drive by, you get a residency card now. You stop and have lunch at a Loveless Cafe, they give you citizenship now.
1 minute.
But he's a left-wing liberal.
He is. And
so Bill Gates is putting the money up for this deal.
A lot of it, yes.
And he and Bill Lee are like compadres, right?
I want to know the relationship there. And I think that's what it's angered people with me raising that question. A lot of people have asked that question. And but you know what? It is what it is.
So does Bill Gates have Governor Bill Lee on speed dial?
I bet you he does. I bet that's a frequent, a weekly call probably.
Oh, my goodness. That's not a good sign, folks.
No, it's not.
All right. We'll have more with J.C. Bowman, the president of Professional Educators of Tennessee, after this.